Chapter 9. The Resistance Begins Again. While I was in England, the agreement with Lord Irwin began to fail, and Nehru and other leaders were arrested. I decided to go home. A week after I arrived, I was also arrested, and the resistance began again. There was a new British representative in India, and he was very tough. The British began to make life very difficult, but the people continued to resist. That year, 60,000 Indians were arrested. While I was in prison this time, I decided to fast to demonstrate against the treatment of the untouchables by many Hindus in my country. I believed that excluding these poor people from society was one of the worst social injustices in India. All over India, people fasted with me. Temples and other public places suddenly opened their doors to the untouchables. Many Hindu leaders met with them, and laws were changed so they could vote. I was very happy about that. When I left prison, I continued the fight. Again, I travelled all around the country, but not all the Hindu leaders agreed with me about the untouchables. One day, I was walking to a hall, and somebody threw a bomb at me. I wasn't hurt, but seven of the people with me were injured. Everybody was worried for my safety. I told them, "I don't want to die, but if I die trying to help my people, I accept my destiny." The untouchables weren't my only worry. I also began to fight to improve the lives of the villagers. They were very poor and didn't get a good education. I went to live in a village, and many of my friends came with me. When people visited us, they walked through mud, and many became ill in this unhealthy place. To help the villagers change their lives, I organized classes to teach them to make things with their hands. This way, they could sell the products and get money. I also started an organization to sell their products. I was very happy when the Congress Party won several local elections and became the main party in the country. The Muslims weren't so happy, and they began to say they wanted their own country in the north part of India. They called it Pakistan. I was very sad. To divide India, I felt, was to destroy centuries of work to unite Hindus and Muslims. In Europe, the situation was not good either. During the 1930s, there was more and more talk of war. I wrote articles all the time supporting non-violent resistance. And then, as expected, the Second World War began. The British were fighting in Europe, and Japan was attacking from the east. I decided, we Indians have to become independent so we can protect ourselves. The Congress Party voted for the Quit India Resolution for the British to leave India immediately and let us govern our own country. Of course, the party leaders and I were immediately put in prison, and my son Ramdas too. The people could not accept this anymore. There was violence all over the country. Then, at the end of the Second World War, the Labour Party came to power in England, and they sent a delegation to meet with the Indian leaders. There were months of endless talks, and the violence in the country became worse. The Muslims were fighting for their independence. A terrible thing happened while I was in prison. My dear wife, Ba, became very ill. They let me be with her during her last days. My four sons and I sat beside her day and night and tried to help her as much as we could. My heart broke when she finally died.